Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Welcome to Daytime After Dark. It's Carly. It's the 11th of July, and I want to say happy anniversary to my mom and dad. They are celebrating their 41st anniversary tonight. So I just want to say happy anniversary from your favorite doll. Okay, it's July 11th, a lot of things happened. this week on the soaps. I'm going to bring on my co-host. And welcome people in this album. And we will go from there. Okay? Okay. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going? Hello, can you hear me?
Good. It's so hot here. It's so hot. It's like 87 degrees here. It feels so hot and everything. And for now, it's just me and you. I don't know Will's other co-hosts, probably like usual. So I haven't seen today's because, I went to the dentist and, I was numb and I took a nap. But I saw that Rafe opened his eyes, so now I'm more confused than ever.
Hey, everybody, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I want to make sure. I didn't know if I was on hold again. How's everybody
no,
today?
No, you're not. You're good.
Are we the only ones on just right now, Chloe? Is it just me and you, or is everybody there?
No, it's me and you for now until...
Okay, well, cool. Hello, listeners, everybody. This is Willie here, Party Will. And it's great to be back
818.
Again.
818, you on the phone.
Hello, it's April. Hi, everyone.
April's not late tonight. Oh, awesome. Sorry.
Hey, April, how's it going?
Hello, how are you doing, everybody?
Good.
Everybody, who's on here tonight?
No, just me and you and Will so far.
Well, hello, Will. How's it going today?
Hi, it's going good. And yours?
Oh, good. I'm working, so if I'm talking a little bit low, I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I did message you, but I figured you were busy because it's been, one of those days everybody's got so much going on in one day.
Yes, I hear you. So,
yes.
What's going on, Carly?
No, I was just going to say I was at the dentist, and I was numbed, so I fell asleep because the numbness was bothering me. So I didn't get to see dinner today, but I was just wondering why it looked like Rafe opened his eyes, so now I'm all confused, so I want Willie to tell me what the hell is going on.
I'm thinking one of two things. Either one is that he could still be alive, or the other thing that everybody's thinking the same thing is maybe it's just Nina's guilty conscience eating away at her, and I think maybe there's a possibility that maybe he's just going to go ahead and taunt her, but I don't know. I'm curious as you, because the spoilers said that someone that we thought is dead is still alive. I don't know if they mean Rafe or somebody else. So what do you think, April?
I'm not real sure, to be honest with you. I'm really not. What's your gut feeling?
I know. I'm torn.
I don't know.
I'm torn. Because I don't want Rafe dead, so, I already cried him dying, so I'm hoping he's still alive, I'm a big Rafe fan. I like him with Molly. They're such a cute couple.
Yeah, they are. I agree with you on that point.
And I don't know,
thing
with TJ, it's boring with TJ because... it's like he's just always being forced with Molly. He's always making her hurry up and make her decision. And with Rafe, it's different. It's like, hey, Molly, what you want to do? Okay, well, let's do that. I'm like, oh, he's so sweet. It's like puppy love. That's good stuff.
Well, oh, yeah, and our partner in crime is here. Hey, you.
Hey.
So,
was that
did you think? Yeah. So what did you think of today's episode?
I haven't seen today's.
Oh, well, me and you both. Me and you both. Okay.
I'm lucky to see, two episodes a week.
Gawk in this album goes, I don't think he really woke up, just Nina, the man, and Nathan. But you know what I'm finding interesting? That Zeno Hospital hasn't said he was going. Like, none of the magazines said he was going.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, Will, you've been getting all the magazines. You haven't heard that Jimmy Dressler's out either, have you? According to all the soap magazines, no one has reported that he's out, right?
I don't see anything.
Is Will there?
Will. Will. Did we lose Will?
I think so. How you doing, Zaya?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Tired.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
It's been a long day.
I hear you there. What are you doing for the weekend?
Sleeping? No.
Well, who watched Days of Our Lives today?
No, Will. Will, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Will.
Here.
Yeah,
okay. It was really good today.
I haven't watched that either, but I hear it was so good. Yesterday was so good.
Oh, I watched it. It was, oh, God, it was so good. Sammy ripped one into Abigail, and Jennifer about had a heart attack. Because, of course, when Sammy, they started it off today with, you know, Sammy bought the photo album, and they're all sitting down, la-da-da-da-da, thinking they're going to look at the, you know, the wedding pictures. And, man, I swear, Jennifer turned white as a ghost. And, of course, it had to be fabricated in, you know, her goody-goody style. And, of course, my princess wouldn't do this. And Sammy ripped them both, I mean, apart. It was
yeah.
great. It was
wedding pictures, but she slipped in a picture of EJ and Abby.
Right.
Wedding pictures.
It was fabulous.
It was.
Today's show was like Emmy worthy. If they were to give another Emmy performance, it would definitely be for today. With today, it was right on. It was epic. It's everything that you all liked about Days and you want the big payoff. This is definitely the big buildup that I see it's leading up to eventually where Sammy's going to exit. I know it's all leading up to that. It's going to be good.
Yep.
Kristen's coming too. Kristen and then Stefano.
Oh, I know.
It's
going to
be one big thing. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I mean,
Sammy Brady.
She was wonderful. They all did a great performance. I mean, I think, you know, it was worth waiting for. I mean, as a reviewer, I get why they're doing what they're doing. As an Jamie, I'm not thrilled that I didn't get the wedding I waited 8 years for, but who knows, maybe in the next few months that'll turn around. But I think the acting was incredible, and it was well written, and I mean, Sammy socked it to him. I mean, she just, you know, it was great.
I've always been a big Sammy fan, and I love it
any
time when Sammy can lose it and get mad at somebody, and even if she can be the troublemaker and turn all of Salem upside down, I go, yeah, let's go. I love that. That's so cool.
Because Allison can do it. She does, you know.
Oh yeah.
Well, she goes balls to the walls, you know. It's like, let's do it. And she does it.
No.
And she goes balls to the walls. And
right.
She goes back down.
What I loved about it is that ordinarily, Sammy is impulsive. And she doesn't think before she acts. She waited weeks. And she calculated every move. And I think it was wonderful. It was brilliant. I mean, she threw EJ to the wolves, she threw Abby to the wolves, and there's more to come. I mean, it was brilliant.
April, what I take from that, too, is that if you think about it, from all the years of Sammy being like a little brat, I see it now where she's actually matured, and if Marlena thinks about it, she would be so proud of her because that's like Sammy didn't do the regular Sammy routine. She just did a whole 180 Demira sort of thing, and just like, bam, it's on, you know, I got you. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, no one ever would have expected that from Sammy, I don't think.
Right. No. But I'm very conflicted because I have the thing where I'm a.k.a. a soap reviewer, so I get why the writers have to keep the drama and the action going. On the other hand, I've been in a jammy for 8 years.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I'm hoping that even though there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, that in the end I'm hoping that they'll have some kind of reconciliation. You know, I'm really hoping that. But.
You know, it's so sad and heartbreaking just after she leaves. We're going to lose out so much on the cast because we're going to, we already know about Edie leaving too. But then right. Her little kids are all going to be practically gone too, and that they're just so adorable together. Her, EJ, and those kids.
Well, the only one that is staying is Allie. Lucas' daughter.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the only one staying, so, you know, but, you know, there's, like Abel said, there will be Tris and Tunes and everything. Oh, people, I know we thought we were going to have a guest tonight. We all, it did not happen.
Oh,
yeah. Hold on, you guys, 262. 262, you on mail. Okay. That was funny. Okay, so yeah, I mean, what other post of day did you like?
I love anything with the whole Jennifer with the Cassie storyline. I definitely always enjoy anything with Sunny. I'm such a big Sunny fan. And then, so there's this whole thing going on with Ben and Abby. Their chemistry is just so electric.
I like them.
Right? Am I right, April?
Yes, you are. Very right.
What do you,
I
do,
like
you, do you like them as a, do you think you, do you like them like as a sort of steamy couple?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know,
well,
I mean, I like the other Ben. I like the other Ben a little better. I don't understand why the recast happened, but, you know, I enjoyed it.
Well, I like, I'm kind of the opposite. I like this one better because he was from on the new All My Children reversion, and he's such a really good actor. He's very talented. But you watch, I'm really expecting this with this whole Ben and Abby situation. He's going to definitely knock it out of the park, which was coming up next, because I've heard a little few teaser spoilers with that, especially with the dad in town. It's going to be really good. I can't wait.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Well,
well I was going to
yeah,
tell
I
you.
Mean,
go ahead, Carly.
No, I mean, I'm just not used to him yet. It might take me a while because, you know, I didn't like the other one. I thought he was doing a good job, too, so, you know.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the other guy. I mean, he did good, too. It's just, I think, as a writer aspect, I think they were going in a different direction and maybe he could be a little bit darker or more romantic. And this one is definitely going to put that into perspective and definitely put that out there. And I can just see it right off the bat. Like, they're going to make such a cute little couple, and it's going to be steamy and, you know, with all the little shocks and twists, like you said, especially once they find out this big secret between him and Jordan. I mean, it's supposed to affect a lot of people, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you know, I think, you know, it's just a wait and see because, you know, he's only been in there for, like, you know, a couple of months.
Yeah.
All
right, ladies, I got a hot topic for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you were on a deserted island, only one, which one soap character would you like to be stuck with? Carly? We're going around the table.
That is not fair that I am like a slug when it comes to these guides, okay?
Hey, I would pick more than one, but this is challenging. It challenges you. If you could pick one, just at least one character from any show,
okay, I'll go.
Who would you
cast
pick to be stranded on an island?
Cast me first and go to April. I need to think about this.
Okay.
April?
Go to Celia.
We said, We'll repeat the question. We'll repeat the question to April. She didn't hear you.
Okay. If you were stuck on a deserted island and you can only pick one soap character from any show that you watch, who would it be?
Nathan.
Who?
Nathan.
Oh, Nathan from General Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
As long
okay,
as he's
cool.
safe shirtless.
That's good. Celia?
I know she's thinking. I'm going to say EJ, James Scott, or Maurice Bernard. I have to have two because I love them both.
Oh, is that Celia's answer, EJ?
No, my answer is James Scott and Maurice Bernard. My answer is James Scott and James Bernard. No, James Scott and Maurice Bernard. Sunny on DH and EJ on...
Okay, I get it. You're being sneaky there. Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah,
so you want EJ from Days. You want EJ from Days, and then you want Nathan from General Hospital.
I want Nathan from General Hospital.
I want Nathan from General Hospital.
I want them both.
Okay.
I want them both.
Cool.
That's
cool.
I love my boyfriend. Okay.
Oregon.
I want them both.
Do that. You can pick two. You can pick two characters, one of each from one character from
yes.
each show that you watch. We'll do it like that, and then you make
it good. I want Maurice Bernard to be my new boyfriend, and James Scott, and I'm available. If you're willing to leave your spouse, I'm here.
Oh my God! Okay, and that was is that April's choice?
Yes, Maurice Bernard and James
okay,
Scott.
Celia.
I can't.
All right, Celia, who do you pick?
Nick Newman.
Who?
Nick Newman, Y&R.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean Dr. Bajir.
Let's see. Nathan from General Hospital.
Okay.
And, Greg Vaughn, Eric Marston. I guess Brady.
It's only one, so yeah.
Oh, my God, that's cool. Oh,
yes,
that's
you.
Okay.
Eric Gregg.
Carly, come on now. Who are you picking?
I picked Eric.
Okay.
Which plays Brady. Which played Ethan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Passion.
Those are good choices. Okay. Miss Carly, who did you pick? We know you're stalling.
Her last name
okay,
is the Carly or Numerical. There's about 20, right?
I know. I mean, there are two guys.
How did you say them? You're new to this ball game. She's not capable of picking one.
Carly, we made it
she
interesting
everyone.
For you.
Go on, Carly. Come on.
Okay. Okay. Christoph St. John. Okay.
Okay.
From Y&R.
Right.
Okay.
And then I get from Y&R Dr. Ben. But if I really had to be on a deserted island with someone, I would pick... Probably, but he's not on the show anymore, but Bradford Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Spinelli.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay.
That's
who would you pick?
Spinelli. Are you serious?
Oh, I forgot Bold and the Beautiful. Bold and Beautiful would be Deacon Sharp.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Bold and the Beautiful
wait,
for me
wait a minute.
Would be,
we're not following the instructions here. Hello? You said
one.
I picked two. If you're going to have more, I would like Larry Hagman from back in the day, you know, when he was younger, from JR, Patrick Duffy, Alec Baldwin. I mean, we can go on and on.
Okay, so.
You're not the only one, Carly.
Okay. Here's my choices. We're breaking the rules. And you already picked almost two or three. So this is funny. Okay, that's fine. Okay. From Young Lewis, I'll pick Noah. And from Denise, I pick Sonny. Noah from Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot my Steve Burton, Jason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then from Dave, it's definitely Sunny. And then from General Hospital, it is Brad Cooper.
There you go.
Right. Now, I do have an update for you. I did speak to Christoph St. John, which is your wonderful Neil on Young and the Restless. And as Paul knows, he did say, and he hinted, he did say thank you, and he's very interested, and he said he'll stay in touch with us. So that's a good sign. That's definitely a good sign, yes.
Yeah, and
I think
nobody
what it is, like I told Carly, I think a lot of shows are getting hiatus, so they might be,
yep.
you know, kind of busy with
right.
certain projects. They do want to work, they want to be on, but I'm thinking if we give them a little time, they'll get back to us on time.
Yeah,
hey,
no one tell him that I picked him on the Desert Island, but, you know, I would, you know, I'm...
Hey, I'll take him on Desert Island. Bring him on.
I mean,
okay.
you know,
Okay, ready? Here's,
oh,
I got another one more. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Which character from your shows that you watch, because I know you got to watch at least two or three of those, which character would you bring back from each of your shows that you watch? One character each. You got to bring one character back
okay.
from each show that you
Talia's
watch.
This is Talia's voice over here.
Go ahead.
Colleen from One Arc. Georgie from General Hospital. Probably Marcy from Bold and Beautiful. And let's see. Days of Our Lives. Who's actually dead on Days of Our Lives?
Who did Celia say from Days? Who did she want back?
I think he
is dead.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. April, who do you pick?
No, I haven't
okay.
picked anybody
well,
from Days.
Technically, oh, wait, I'm sorry. You want time to think about it or what?
No, because I don't know who's dead on that show. Because
okay.
everybody comes back to life.
Well, I don't know how EJ is going to leave. Technically, he hasn't left, but he's quit filming. But, of course, I want James Scott to come back. I want Peter Regla as Bo Brady to come back to Days. I want Jack. I can't think of his name. I apologize. Character who plays Jack Arrow, I want him to come back.
Matthew Rockford.
He's not going to come
right.
back.
I know, but I'm just saying I wish. From General Hospital, I want Steve Burton to come back and play Jason. So bad.
Oh, okay. Well, do you hear this?
I like
Steve Burton.
He's doing a good job. But why the hell can't he play both? Come on, Steve. We need
yeah.
a baby.
We have another
call. I need my son's name is Jason. That's how I love Jason, okay?
Okay.
But I love Sonny too, so Maurice Bernard, if you're listening, I love you too. But Maurice Bernard is happily married, so...
Hang
I don't think I'm going to get him on a deserted
caller.
Island.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. There's
another caller.
Go ahead.
262. You're on the air if you want to talk.
You guys are cracking me up.
Who is this?
This is Willie. This is Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Great. We're glad. Everybody, this is Corey, and we
hey,
work
Corey.
Together on an online fan fiction. It's called Now and Forever, and he also writes soaps on online fanfics like me. Corey, it's great
oh,
having
welcome.
You on the show.
Welcome, Corey.
Thank you.
Are you still there, Corey?
I'm here.
Okay, well, we got a question everybody's been asking on our hot topic tonight, so we'll ask you. If you were stuck on a deserted island... on the maybe one or two, three shows you watch, you can pick one or two characters from there. Who would you decide to be stranded on in this island with you?
Willie, this is easy.
Oh, come
General
on, just
answer,
would
Corey.
Be,
come on, no delays, let's go.
General
let's
Hospital
go, Corey.
Would be
come on.
My boyfriend, Nathan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Thank you.
Young and the Restless would be... Nick Newman.
Ooh.
That's what
ooh.
I said. See me, Corey.
Good choice.
We're thinking the same. We're cool.
And Days of Our Lives would be Eric Brady.
There you go.
Okay. Now, Corey, we got another one.
I said Brady Black, but I was debating between Brady and Eric over here, but I picked Brady.
Corey, if you could bring back one, maybe at least one or two characters from the shows you watch, which characters would they be? Go ahead.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, bye, Kevin.
GH, I would have them bring Lucy back permanently.
Oh,
perfect.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Good one.
Keep going. You're on a roll.
Y&R, I'd like to see them bring Tracy Abbott back. and give her a good storyline.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah, they need that. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I love Tracy Abbott.
I think that the show left a gap with John being dead for a voice of reason character.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And it was really moving when Colleen gave her heart to Victor, and she kind of gave it to Victor a little bit.
Yes.
Good.
I said Colleen.
And then Days of Our Lives, I would say Vivian Alame.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
Definitely Vivian Alame. I definitely would pick her. You took my choice, Corey. That's good. I love Vivian Alame. She's my favorite villainess next to Carly that can also go crazy. But I enjoy both of them. Yeah, Carly has her little crazy ways too, but Vivian's definitely the best. That's awesome.
Yeah. I agree.
My dream would be that GH would hire Robin Strasser and bring Dorian for Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
that would be good.
Okay, am I wrong? Wasn't he always on Post Office for a while or PC? Okay, I could have been wrong, you guys, but I swear she was on, you know, when Post Office was Post Office. Wasn't she on there? I could have sworn that she was.
No.
Okay.
So, Corey, which of the storylines are you enjoying on your shows, like on General Hospital? Can you tell us, like, what you're liking and what you're not liking from your shows?
Well, I don't like that they killed Rafe off.
Thank you.
But I'm loving Nina Clay.
I'm loving
Nina Clay, yes.
Naked men.
Yes. Well, I'm enjoying the craziness, yes.
No, I just said naked men. I'm like, shirtless men everywhere. I'm like, woo!
And anyone else, Corey, any other storylines you're enjoying or characters?
I really love Cassie DePaiva as Eve.
Yes, she's doing really good.
Yes,
but I'm a fan
is.
Of hers from way back because I'm a One Life to Liver. So I'm kind of impartial.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. We need a link April to your story so she can read the One Life to Live. She would love it.
Oh, I look forward to it. Hey, everybody, listen, I am very sorry. I am working late tonight. And I took my half-hour break to call in. I am going to have to, I'm going to try and call back in if I can, but I'm going to have to say goodbye. I apologize.
April, I need my producer. What if I go crazy and you're not here? Okay.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to go to partners in crime.
I'll help you. Bye.
But you know something? I'll make sure I'm available next week, but we have somebody sick here, so I have to go back to work. But listen, I want to say thank you very much, and Will, welcome aboard. Celia,
have
a great weekend, and I'll try and call in later, but if not, I will talk to you guys soon, okay?
Okay, cool. All right. Bye, April.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh,
bye.
Will, you forgot to ask me about... Who would I want, because I finally figured out who I want to come back from the soaps.
Go ahead, Carly.
Zeno Hospital, I know people will say, why is she picking this one? And I think Sister Yen knows where I'm going with this. Jake.
Jake.
I mean, why can't that? I mean, Jake. I'm sorry. If you are bringing every other person back, why in the hell can you not bring him back? It would tie into everything. I'm sorry, this how I
no,
feel.
No, I agree.
Well, you know, and with the whole, like, Nicholas and Britt and Elizabeth and, like, this and that, and even back then, like, they had their little thing, you know, and all this stuff, and I mean, I could so see Helena like kidnapping Jake and keeping him.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello. She kidnapped Lucky and brainwashed him. So I can so see her like kidnapping Jake to hurt the Spencer, even though he, you know, yes, he was raised by Lucky, that is his dad, but you know,
Celia and Carly, is Corey still there?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know, because you know me, I always update you a bunch of spoilers, and I'll try doing the same to you with you, Celia, as we talk more and more. But from what I'm understanding on spoilers, Ron's really trying to push for the envelope on a lot of the storylines, which is good. I'm hearing that they're trying to bring back Helena and Stavros. They're supposed to be alive again?
Well, the storyline is, if you remember watching GH, the reason why Robin left was to go and find a cure for Helena and Stavros.
Yeah.
After, and I'm free Jason. And I'm free
Jason.
You can't forget that.
Well, that,
that's
the reason why she went, because that's what he's holding over her head, is he has Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that what I'm enjoying, and this is a whole surprising me from Ron's situation, is that I'm enjoying that when Robin does return, supposedly with Jason, from what the spoilers say, is that he's going to be mad at everybody and not, like, hold back, because he's also going to get mad at Michael for something that's involved, you know, with Q. So that'll be interesting.
But I don't want Jason to be mad at Sunny or Carly. I will be pissed off at that because, you know, I will be pissed off if they make, you know, Jason mad at Sunny and Carly permanently. I will be very pissed off.
He can be pissed off at Sunny. I don't care. As long as he's not pissed off at Carly, I'm good. Like, he can be
mad
at Carly.
I don't want to disappoint you, but he's going to be mad at everybody, including Carly, because I think, like, if we think from perspective of Mr. Jason Morgan, maybe in his mind, if he's delusional or something at some point because he's been bad or frozen, maybe in his mind he's thinking everybody left him abandoned, just like left for dead or something. You never know what he's going to write, the writers will create, but there's going to be some type of angst, I'm sure, because Jason and Carly are, like, really good best friends, and of course they were lovers at one time,
The thing about it, that's the one thing I'm pissed off about, is because they are good friends. And anybody that has watched Carly over the last 20 years that she's been on the Stingham show, you know she would go from heaven to hell to find Jason. And she wouldn't stop until she found him.
Right.
But
and this is what I'm doing.
With Franco and all this other crap. And, and that's what makes me mad as a Carly fan, because Jason was her rock. Jason was her everything.
Jason was
her everything. She probably stopped breathing without Jason. And
that's what I'm thinking the writers are going to do. They're going to probably switch it a little bit. They're still going to do the chemistry with, you know, the connection between Carly and Jason. But I'm sure if they're really going to try to push the envelope, they might find a way to kind of, like, put a wedge between the Jason and Carly connection just a little bit so that the fans can try, like, fight for Jason and fight for Carly. Jason's got to get back on track. He's got to get back with the people he loves. But he's got to have a reason to hate everybody or get mad at all these people, especially Michael, I guess.
Mark my word.
It's going to be good. I hear that.
Well,
Mark
I mean, I've seen Jason mad at Carly, but he can never stay mad at Carly, people. Like, even Carly was like, why don't you hate me? And he's like, I try to hate you, but I can't. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah. But remember,
this
guy, we got
his soulmate, but that's just me.
Sonny, we got to remember he's frozen, or he's been frozen, so we don't know what that does to the mind, apparently. I mean, look what happened to Lulu. She lost her mind. Apparently she was married, or she got with Stavros, right, where she was frozen?
Yeah, Stavros. Okay,
so they could do anything. They could do anything to our poor Jason.
You guys, you didn't hear my fear, who I want to come back from, under soaps, people. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie, I thought you mentioned it.
Oh, no, I did mention Jake from General Hospital because, you know.
And then we got
on
that little
feel,
but anyway.
Go ahead, Connie, we're sorry.
I will also want Spinelli and Donnie back, too. And then on Dave's, let's see who will be interesting to bring back. I always thought that I know there's no way they can do this, will be Isabel on Dave's of Our Life. I know there's no way they can do it, but
okay, I'm curious.
I think
somebody give me some backstory. Isabel from Days, did she die? Like, did they, like, transfer her heart anywhere? Because if not, that's always the way they could bring her back.
She just had cancer.
Oh, but
so
there was really no body? I mean, did they ever show the body? Because in a sense, if you don't show the body, and Corey and Celia can go with this, if you don't see the body, then anything's possible. Right, Corey? Right, Celia?
Anything's possible with your soul, remember?
Celia got
all
lost.
My children?
Yeah.
Remember
on
all
yeah.
my children, they brought Maria back. How many
oh,
times?
My God. I love Maria. I love how she came back off that plane crash.
And Dixie
yeah.
died of poison pancakes, and they buried her, and she still came back? All they
yeah.
need is a little Dr. David Hayward.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
that'd,
yeah.
that'd be cool.
Oh, and...
Carly, who else did you want to bring back?
I will say, well, for Dave, I think it would be very interesting if they brought Stefano back, you know, more on and, you know, get the... the Kyriakos and the Demio feud back. I love that. Sorry, I thought that was hot. And why and all, I've always said, why did they have to call Kyodilia and also Colleen? I don't understand. Even John Abbott, I don't.
Oh, well, yeah, I love Colleen. She's good. I don't know if any of you watch Pretty Little Liars. I love watching that.
Yeah.
But it's got Colleen from Young the Restless. Oh, my God. She plays really good on there.
Carly?
Oh, so yeah, you're back.
I know.
Carly, the only reason why they killed John Abbott off of YNR is because the actor retired.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they never fired him. Damn YNR
no,
people.
They didn't
what
fire
happened?
Him.
What did, you, what did you say, Corey?
The actor who played John Abbott retired.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought he was just like, let go. I thought he was sick or something.
No, he retired, and rather than recast the role, they decided to kill John off.
Oh, that makes me sad because I love John Abbott. He's such a staple.
Oh, I didn't know he retired. No, I didn't know that. I thought, you know.
That is, oh my gosh, that's like shocking. I was like, oh, I love John Abbott. He's so cool.
And from B&B, I've always thought maybe it was time they brought back Marcy and Allie's mom.
Darla?
Yeah, because I...
Darla.
Yeah, I
love Macy. Macy, oh, what's her name? Oh, I forget her name already, the actress that played Macy. But I love
Bobby
her voice when she sings. I love
Bobby
when she sings. Oh, my gosh, that voice is so angelic.
She was Crystal on All My Children.
I know. Did you guys see that sequence on All My Children when, I think it was a special segment they did, but it's like where they were having like a dream and some people were singing on it. Rick from Born in the Beautiful that played J.R. Chandler was one that sang on All My Children too.
Yeah,
the segment they did. That was really like classic.
On Born in the Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Uh-huh. I loved Crystal and Tad.
So, Corey, is there anything else on your shows that you watch that you aren't liking, or if you would able to, if the writers are like, let's see what the fans would like to do with these characters, what would you change on some of your characters and the storylines?
Ooh.
Was that for me, Willie? Willie, was that a question for me?
Yeah, I was asking Corey, yeah, and then everybody else, too.
Okay.
Well, if I could change and go back, I would have never had the actors that came from One Life to Live be their One Life to Live characters on GH. The transition for them at the beginning of the lawsuit with Prospect Park was very confusing. All of a sudden, Star had brunette hair, and we were calling her Kiki.
Yeah.
I still
and they
cracked
cut
up over that.
That. And they cut Todd Manning's hair and dyed it blonde, and he was Franco.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was a little easier with Michael Easton because he got to play Caleb, his character from Poor Charles.
Yeah.
But that's what I would change on General Hospital.
I agree with you. I was very disappointed with the way they took Star out just to replace her as Kiki. I thought that the exit was a little cheesy, even for a soap opera to do just a quick exit for one actress to return and play another one, but in the same role, but as a different name. on that. It does get confusing, especially to the fans. You're right, Corey. You're definitely right there.
Yeah.
I would make Carly a little less Pod Carly. I've been calling her Pod Carly for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have her stab Franco in the freaking eyeballs. And the heart,
the
and
nice
the legs, lately. And, like, cut up his, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not a Carly Franco fan.
Oh,
well,
that's good to hear. That I'm not really, that I'm kind of tired. I'm tired of hearing about Franco and Carly and this and that, and then the scenes are just dragging. Half the time, I just want to get a battery and forward it.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it was like, what was it, yesterday or the other
day?
They had them on for like 30 minutes, and I swear it felt like, okay, this is going to go on, and I'm going to wash some dishes or do something.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think they've made Carly a little soft? Now that
What happened to her? Did they just lose Carly's character just because of Franco?
That's exactly
my point. I was like, I'm sorry, the Carly I know, the Carly that came from this hard street to Florida would have already shot Franco in the head. Because the last time somebody messed with her children, or her child, got shot. If you've watched it that long, you know what I'm talking about when I said somebody got shot in the footprint.
Yeah.
Named Tony Jones.
You.
Just for kidnapping Michael.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like,
that,
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm,
oh, my God.
The Carly I know would have already, you know, not only did she mess with Michael, or he messed with Michael, he messed with her best friend, her daughter, and she's going to be like, oh, that's okay, it was just a brain tumor. I don't care if it was a brain tumor or it was whatever.
It made it cheesy.
Not to mention that if it was our old Carly balls to the walls Carly,
mm-hmm.
Ava would be dead by now.
Oh, yeah.
Plain and simple, Ava would be dead by now.
You know, look what she did to Faith. I mean, her and Faith got into it how many times? I mean, the Carly I know went toe-to-toe with the mob. I mean, with the bat.
Exactly.
Yeah, the mob.
I agree with you there, Celia. Because if you think
what?
About it, and it's kind of sad, the only time we've seen Carly be Carly is when they brought back Brenda and she gave her a good slap.
Exactly.
Yep. You're right.
Am I right? I mean, that's kind of sad, isn't it? That's the only time Carly was able to be Carly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even with Claudia.
And ever since Franco, Corey said it, ever since these One Life to Live characters crossed over and became their One Life to Live characters and then switched over to the other roles, it feels like we've lost the essence of our characters that we've loved, like Carly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just not Carly. That's
well,
not
you know,
I mean, even I know
wrong, I think. Don't get me wrong, I think the One Life to Live producers and what writer, whatnot, whoever's controlling the show, is doing a great job with the show. But that being said, Carly is one of the characters that, in my opinion, they've made soft.
Yeah,
she
no,
has.
That's true.
I mean, plain and simple, when Olivia is more fierce than Carly is, something's wrong.
I know.
Well, even when she was kidnapped by Heather, I was like, I need to see my girl from, you know, from the mean streets of Florida, you know, badass, balls to the walls. She was already kicked Heather's butt by then. Look what she did to Rick when Rick tried to kidnap her.
Exactly.
He did kidnap her, you know. I mean, and she was pregnant. So.
Okay, on that note, I've got a question for all of you on question with what you mentioned about Olivia. How do you all feel with what's going on right now on the show with Olivia constantly having these visions? Are you getting tired of it, or are you cool with it? Because the fans are, like, really freaking out about it. You okay with it?
Well, I just think...
Sorry, Corey.
I just think if we're going to make her psychic already.
Yeah, thank you.
That's my point.
Example,
I'm so over
example.
Olivia, it's not even funny. Personal.
No, it's
my
not. It's really boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my personal opinion, this is me, myself, and I am so over Olivia right now. It's not even funny.
Yep.
I'm just like,
okay,
shooter.
Celia, you just became my best friend. I can't stand Olivia right now.
Yeah,
I really
wouldn't you
what
got fun.
The other day, you always left her talking. No, but what I'm saying, though, is like, what was it the other day or yesterday where she was talking to Sunny and trying to tattletale on this woman that broke in and trying to act like she's all in charge and everything? I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. please, Olivia, just go already. I'd rather see Ava than Olivia, because Ava,
yeah.
at least, it's worth entertaining. I'm nothing against the actress that plays Olivia. It's just either writing her.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
Uh-huh.
I could go without a week of Olivia.
Well,
me and myself and I
have always had a fine line. I've always been on the fence with Olivia. Sometimes I like her. Sometimes I just want to punch her in the face.
Right.
You know, she's never been, like, one of my favorites. And I love Lisa. Don't get me wrong. I love Lisa. But she was just one of those characters that I just was like, whatever, you know, another person from Sunny's past, from Vincent Hurst, whatever, I don't care.
I miss,
you know?
Olivia that we, I miss Olivia she used
another
to be, like,
baby
so,
mama, you know.
Yeah, I love the
whatever.
Cougar sort of deal of Olivia when she was with Johnny. I like her passion when she was with Sunny and they were, like, teasing each other
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
at Kelly's.
I
and they were, like,
her
cooking and sharing recipes.
Steve.
I mean, that was really good. I love that.
It would be
I
different.
I wonder when she was with Steve, too. You know, Steve, Elizabeth's brother.
It would be different if they were doing psychic Olivia Wright. I mean, two prime examples
yep.
of where soap operas did psychic characters right is Celeste on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
And Opal on All My Children. Because mm-hmm. they didn't have visions all the time. But when
well,
they had their visions, it counted.
Now.
Thank you. But I feel with General Hospital, they're overdone it like an egg. It's
mm-hmm.
just burnt. Just move on already. It's getting tiresome.
Wait,
Carly, how do you feel on that? Do you,
go,
is there anything you would change?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I would want my Nick and Britt together finally done, although I'm sick of them being appalled. Put this Liz with Rick, call it a day. Give us a real look back and have Sunny, Luke, and Duke, and Song finally go after Ava, finally go after the Zoom, go after the Cassidines, go after everyone. Be strong and start kicking some ass, and for Sunny not worry about his baby problem, and start acting like the mobster we know and love.
There you go. I like to send you a clap. That is good, Carly. I love that. That's a great idea.
I mean, because, I mean, every time Sunny looks at a woman, it's like she can get pregnant, and I'm sorry.
Carly, remember we were talking about this, and I'm sure Corey caught this when we were interviewing, after we interviewed Ryan Carnes on Wednesday, we were talking
yeah.
about this, that we feel the way the writers have done it.
Lucas, yeah.
Or Sonny is in a corner now, and it's like they're not, he's not able to dispatch right now, but be in one little corner because of this whole pregnancy with Ava.
But
yeah,
don't
not
you think that
this whole pregnancy with Ava thing, so reminds me of Claudia. It's not even funny.
But don't you think that they're putting Sunny in a corner in anticipation for Jason to return? Because I believe Jason is going to be mad as hell as at everybody but Carly, and he's going to join up with Fluke and Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we
said
Remember, Carly, Ryan hinted to us Wednesday. He hinted that there's going to be maybe a little possibility that Lucas could join the mob. That would be awesome. Like, with
yeah,
what you
yeah,
doing.
I mean,
I would love that. I would love that. That's a good twist.
Well, that is a good twist, but, you know, already that is putting, like, you know, Lucas almost, you know, in the, you know, because,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Paul Carly's going to have to say, what the fuck is my brother doing? Excuse my friends, but why is my brother going over with Julian? Yeah. But,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I, for one, I don't like Julian.
Mm-hmm.
I want to strangle his. I just want to strangle his scrawny little neck, but I really want William to come on my show, so, you know, I have to be good.
Oh, that's good. If it was me, I would have definitely, like you all, I would have never done the whole Jake die storyline. It would have never happened if I wrote it.
Well,
it would have
yeah,
been different.
I mean,
instead, it would have been different instead of him dying, it would have been Luke been in an accident because of his drinking, and he would have had to wake up and realize he would have gone through the motions of learning what it is to deal with alcoholism and trying to fight it for his kids and everything else. He would change his ways slightly, but not all the way. And at the same time, it kind of brings him closer to his children, and he's starting to realize, like, this is my life, and I need to change it for the better. Kind of do that, but there would never have been anything about killing off these kids.
Jake dying was for a purpose.
Well, that's true.
There was a purpose behind Jake dying.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, but the real
fans know there was a purpose behind it.
Yeah, but the thing is about, oh, Luke be an alcoholic, I'm sorry, but I never view Luke as an alcoholic. To me, you know? I mean, come on. I agree.
Why is Luke an alcoholic? Because Lucy drinks half the time on the show, sometimes when they show her. She's not an alcoholic. I'm surprised he didn't try to go that route with her. I'm surprised they didn't go that route. Sonny and Duke
are always having a drink together and so on, but no one is calling them an alcoholic. Why out Luke? But what were you going to say, Corey?
I was going to say, I agree with you. I mean, because we've seen a prime example of what a soap alcoholic looks like in AJ,
mm-hmm.
and that was never Luke.
Thank you, Corey, for saying that.
We don't need
just a fake alcoholicism storyline if it's not going to make sense. Because look at poor Olivia. She's playing psychic, and it's not getting us anywhere. It's just like, oh, my God. How many times is this woman going to have visions, and how many times
mm-hmm.
are we going to just have to see her like a boring character? One of my favorite
moments talking about AJ and visions is when Olivia and Carly and Sonny and AJ were arguing in the Metro Court, and punched AJ, and she looks at Carly and goes, I didn't need a vision to see that. I was like,
that was good. Yeah.
I didn't need to get me wrong for that one. I knew that was coming. I got tired of the visions.
But I did like it. Remember when the whole town of Port Charles got poisoned by the water?
Yes.
That was good. I can agree with that. When she did the visions, that was a cool storyline. I want it to be like that. I don't want these little storylines, some of them, that are just kind of dragging and lagging, because then they don't go nowhere. And I get mad. It's not just a fan, just writer in me. But I get mad because it's like we want so much good for our soaps, especially during the summertime, because then you don't want to get bored. Because look at what's going on with Y&R. I mean, I just sent you guys the proof today. Y&R is lowering on ratings because nobody's watching right now.
There's many, many reasons why they're lowering, and there's a certain person over there that.
We don't know why. That's fine. We get shit on that one, Celia.
I said that's a prime example of Y&R when you hire the wrong person to run your show.
Exactly.
Hang on.
Let me get this out. How can you hire somebody when she just came from a show that was literally almost 6 feet underground, like on deathbed?
Let me add to that. How can you hire somebody that ruined a show like Guiding Light, which was so popular, killing off half the most popular characters they had, and then say, let's give her a chance on Y&R? That was the stupidest move they could have ever made.
Well, that one, and wasn't she on, what was it?
Santa Barbara.
She did the same thing for Santa Barbara. Somebody said
Santa
she
Barbara,
killed off the popular
it.
Character.
I was trying to figure which one
Santa
it was.
Barbara.
Yeah.
And they were mad about that. Mm-hmm. And then poor Maureen on Guiding Light. That was a major character.
Since she's been over at Y&R, okay?
Yes.
She's been over at Y&R. The first thing she did was fire Tristan and Jeannie.
Her friend.
Do what?
Her good friend, Corey.
FCC.
Oh, okay. So Oh, that was true. I heard about that. You're saying Jeannie was fired?
Jeannie was fired. That was her first thing she did. She fired the Jeannie Francis. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yes. I remember Genevieve.
That's the
reason
why. That's the reason why Laura wasn't on General Hospital. There was something between that.
Okay, yes.
It's
I remember
known,
that was a big spectacle. Okay, I felt
and
bad for
Jeannie. And then she fired Tristan.
Yes.
And then she fired somebody else. And that was like the first week she was there.
Oh, no, she fired Debbie Morgan.
Debbie Morgan, that's it. That was it. That was who it was. Debbie Morgan.
Yes.
Just in her first week there.
Oh, don't forget, she fired Jesse that played All My Children on there, too.
I was going to say she fired both Andy and Jesse.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was the point?
That was four.
Jesse, what was the point of that? I never even got the character that played, I mean, don't get me wrong, again, on the actor, but the guy that played Jesse on All My Children, I mean, he was trying to be, like, this therapist for Jack, and then all of a sudden, like, his storyline just went out of nowhere for me. I'm like, who is this guy, and where are we going with the character?
Willie, the problem was YNR was trying to recreate the Angie and Jesse thing. And,
oh, I know. And like, all my children did the same thing when they brought over Harley and Gus from Guiding Light. Do you remember that?
You can't recreate something that, for all purposes, at that point.
No, you can.
Unless you're Eric and Lindsay, because I was just discussing this with a friend of mine. If you watch Passions, they played Ethan and Teresa.
Oh, I miss Passions, yes.
And it felt like they walked off the Passions and came on today's, and the chemistry was still there. And it was. Like, when he was with, or was, when Brady was with, I forgot her name, on All My Children, but, I mean, on.
Wasn't it Adriana?
Adriana, thank you. It was Adriana.
Ray's sister.
Yeah, Ray's sister.
You're
yes.
perfectly right on that, too. That's true. Because you know what it was besides the chemistry?
I mean, they still have that chemistry. They still
the chemistry, and it was the writing. The writing made it perfect for that on Passions.
Yep. And I was like, I'll even go farther. Even with Galen and Lindsay, they still have that brother-sister relationship that they had on Passions. You know, and I mean, I guess because they worked together for so long. But,
and don't forget,
Racy
used to be on Passions too, and so did Brady.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
that's
what
why
makes
I said
me so
Race.
With
yeah.
Race that sometimes they just like Race is so. You know, there's so much potential with this Race character, but sometimes they make him turn out to be like a flake. Sometimes I'm like, come on, give Race a good storyline. He needs to be, you know, a good in his own storylines too, not just always with the women. And then they're playing the victims or this or that. There's more to race. They don't use it.
Well, I have to say that
talking about YNR and their falling ratings at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
And all the backstage drama. Like a lot of people on my timeline on Twitter was like, I'm not even interested in the show anymore because of all the backstage crap. And that was turning a lot
of
people off, too.
I've talked to people on that, too, on the timeline, and it's amazing. It's very impressive how outspoken the fans are, and they're like, well, you know, Billy Miller's gone, and Michael is gone, and all these other good actors are gone, and why would we watch? I mean, they even blame, like, the fact that the ratings are down also because Michelle left. Well, you know.
I mean, that's three
because
big hitters, right?
We all have our favorites, and that's true. They're very popular. But you know what? Again, Michelle's great, but I'm definitely looking forward to Gina Tignoni, Dinah from Guiding Light. I'm looking forward to her playing Phyllis August 11th on Young Melissa. She's got it in the bag. You know how she is on Dinah. She's going to be like a firecracker.
Well, and she played Kelly on
That's right. She's going to play Hot and Sweet, and she's going to play... You know, a little sultry. She can do anything. I mean, she's a really great, talented actress.
I can't wait for her. I'm excited for her. You know,
I'm very excited. Remember,
and
August 11th, guys, you can't miss it.
And Michelle's doing a great job over on talking about Michelle. She's doing a great job being Nina Clay, that shit crazy with hit list and all. Like she has a hit list.
You know,
it's
I'm loving that. I'm loving her as Nina too. I love how she plays the craziness. And to me, I make everyone laugh. I said, it's almost like Phyllis, but it's Phyllis 2.0. She's gone over the over the rails. She's definitely not a maid.
I have to tell I have a gay man crush on Nina Clay. That's how fantastic she is.
I do too.
Like,
I have a woman crush on Nina.
I don't care that she's a psychopath. I will marry her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Corey, we're in the same line. Yep. Yeah,
well,
Nina's hot.
Well, I was going to say, when I saw Nina making that list of who she wants revenge on, I'm like, damn, that's something I would do. Damn. Oh, crap.
I'm like, can I add a few people?
Okay, you know what?
Can I add a few people to that list?
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here. Can I add a few people?
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I wouldn't make the list. I let her come and make a list for me.
No, it's like, can I add to your list, girl? I'm all for you being crazy.
Oh, but
can
you know what?
Add a few people?
I love how Nina is so manipulative. Like, the way, remember, she went to talk to the doctor, and I was like, what is nothing wrong with you? And she's like, well, we don't need to tell anybody that. We're just doing a role, and you're going to play a part. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, that woman's in control.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
there is one thing missing from General Hospital.
What?
Go ahead.
There's one thing missing from General Hospital.
What?
Where is my epiphany?
I know.
Oh.
Is she on vacation now,
Epiphany?
I just had a thingy. Epiphany will be on the show next Wednesday night. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here. I can't wait to announce that. That's so good.
Corey, I have a question for you. I know I have too many co-hosts as it is probably, but you can be assistant co-hosts if you want, because I'm enjoying you on here tonight, and you are hilarious. And,
he agrees with me. I like when people agree with Sylvia.
Corey, do you want to? I know I shouldn't put you on the spot, but, I put people on the spot all the time, so I don't apologize.
She put me on the spot too, Corey, right when we were talking on Facebook. We just clicked.
Yeah.
Don't apologize. It would be my pleasure.
Yes! Oh, yay!
All right, Corey, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Yes.
And there's
Corey,
two more people. Talked to April. She's part of the team. And then our other buddy, Anthony, he has some family issues right now.
That's
so great. I'm so excited for you, Corey. I can't wait because I love doing the promos to help you guys for the Blog Talk Radio and everything. I can't wait to add Corey's name on there. It's going to be great.
Cecilia, did you talk to Anthony tonight? Did you talk to Anthony lately?
Do what?
Have you talked to Anthony lately?
I haven't talked to him in a few days. I know he has some family issues going on.
Why he didn't call in tonight. But, Corey, I'm so happy you said yes. And if you didn't like me putting you on the spot, well, I won't apologize because that's what I do. I'm a troublemaker.
No, don't apologize. It's all right.
I'm the conceited co-host.
I'm just glad that Carly asked that because if she hadn't asked you that, I would have asked Carly myself, Carly, can we have him on as a co-host, because I don't know what the limit is. But we're such a great team, and everybody working together, doing great. Corey is going to be an awesome addition.
Yeah, it's my fucking show. I can say who I can want.
I love that,
Polly. You know?
I like
that.
She's a lady that takes charge.
Corey, I hope you don't mind swearing, because we happen to do that a lot on here. We don't mean to, but it's just
especially when somebody gets mad or gets heated about certain things. I have a sailor's mouth. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My gosh, not really.
Ladies, don't apologize because I'm the first one that will use an F-bomb.
See, and that's why he's on the show, because he understands me.
Okay, well, I keep hearing about someone that I don't want to say, but I keep hearing that someone is out the door at YNL. I keep hearing that on so many sites, you guys.
Stop
I don't
yourself.
Know if this is...
Who?
I don't know if... I don't
well,
want to mention her
it.
Name. But Corey and
oh,
your uniform...
Yeah. We've been hearing about it. We can't say his name, but yeah, it's mentioned out there that someone's leaving.
Yeah. So if that is the case, if it happens, we are throwing the biggest party on here. If that happens, because, you know, I mean, my biggest thing with YNL is
make up your
friggin' mind who you want the covers to be. Stop zooking us around. Get my Victorian sis together. We all knows what a big Victorian sis crazy maniac I am. And get them together and make sis the father and forget Billy. And if we cannot have Billy Miller back, why don't we either make Billy with Chelsea or Billy in a coma for a couple of years? I don't know. What does
I love
you know?
I'm in my prime right now. I have my Sharon and Nick. I'm good right now until that secret comes out.
Corey, you watch
them
with us, right?
Yeah, and I don't enjoy Sharon and Nick together.
I
love you, Corey.
Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy them together.
Oh, Corey, you just want my heart.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of them. They're just getting so boring to the point you just want to just, like, almost flip the channel or just forward it.
And you know,
the thing is,
you know, they keep
I'm a
saying Dolly. They have all...
I'm a Jason Carly shipper. Like, I wanted them together. Like,
okay,
you know,
and what's up with that? Why have they never been together?
Who?
Carly and Jason. Like, just
get
over it.
Because they didn't want to suck up with their friends.
Well, no, back in the day, somebody decided to damn show and tortured me with Carson for 13 years. No names. They were going to get together, and then somebody decided he was going to leave the show, and they had to get him off the show, so they had Carly sleep with Sonny, and yeah. And he's like, let's just be friends. I'm just like, bullshit. Because it pisses me off, because every other girlfriend of Jason Morgan has had a second chance but Carly. So, in a way, it's like...
Yeah.
I'm happy because he wants her. He doesn't want to take that chance with her because he needs her in his life. So I should be happy. So it's like, damn it, I want a chance, one chance. Oh, anyway, we're good. I'm having issues. So see, this is what happens when you get me on Jason Carly.
Yes, well, I know what happens.
Well, I agree with you on the Jason.
I'm enjoying this conversation. It's very interesting. It's good.
I mean, I'm okay with their friendship, and I've always been okay with their friendship, but I've also been on that bandwagon, like, if they ever decided to get back together, I've
well,
been all over it.
Well, couldn't they just be friends with benefits?
Well, they
exactly.
already did that. They already did
exactly.
that. That's how they met.
Oh, and you know what?
It happens all the time in real life. Just get it over with.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Celia, my question for you and everybody else is, do you feel, who do you feel would be, like, the end game for Carly on GH?
Jason.
I agree.
Sunny.
Yes. Jason. Sunny. We're all thinking the same thing.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason. I'm all for, you know, and I'm okay with their friendship. I was very fine with their friendship. I love their friendship. I had no problems with their friendship.
Oh, you know what makes me happy?
Problem.
What makes me happy, Celia, is do you remember when the whole situation was coming up when, was it James? I think it's James Franco, right? He was playing Franco or something like that.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And it was Jocelyn. She was sick, and then they showed Jason being there attentive for Jocelyn. I thought that was really sweet with him
and
Carly.
When Jerry, you know, Jerry drugged Alexis and Jocelyn. and she, they got sick, remember, to save them from the whole water supply thing.
Yeah.
And he was protecting them. And he's so tempted to her, and he walked in and kissed her head, and it was like, oh, my babies. And then, like, he was, you know, he picked Jocelyn up and was hugging Carly. I was like, yeah, they fucked my Darley family up. But in my head, but literally, legitly in my head, Michael will always, always be Jason Morgan's son, regardless if it was AJ, yes, his biological son. And
you know what? We agree. We agree. I think I feel
Jason,
the same way. I've always felt that way, that their connection is so strong that in a way, even though he's not his son, unofficially he is, because they always are there for each other, and they are like a little family unit. And but Michael listens to everything that Jason says more than he does to Sonny. I think that's interesting.
And he's a miniature Jason anyway. He's so uncle. Crazy.
You know,
and like it's to the point where, like, if Michael got in trouble, it was always Jason and Carly getting on to Michael or talking to Michael. When Michael got sent to prison, you didn't see Sonny volunteering to go to prison for him. No, that was Jason.
He's
always protected Michael.
And if you notice, if kind of the tone of the show is Michael is Carly's favorite child, and that's because of the connection to Jason.
Yep.
Of course, yeah.
And
I think the way it would, if General Hospital was ever to end itself or whatever, I think the way it would probably wrap itself up would be with the Jason and Carly together, and somehow with the kids, whether they stay in Port Charles or moved away. That right there is complete endgame right there. The cute little family that they are, that's it right there. That's a good little...
Well, there was a...
that's good right there.
There's a moment when Jason comes back the first time in 2000, and he's like, he's talking to Carly, and he goes, I knew you and me, or Michael wouldn't be a family, but it didn't hit me until he found out about the new baby.
Okay.
And I was like, well, they never, and as I rewatch it like 500 times, because it's like one of my favorite Darley scenes ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, they never stopped being a family. They just became a different kind of family.
So
they never really
that?
Stopped being a family. It's just
do
not
you have
that
on a YouTube,
wanted.
Celia? Do you have that clip? Do you have that on a YouTube? Do you have that clip you're talking about on a YouTube?
I can send it to you.
That would be great.
Or
thank
you can look it up. Go to YouTube and look up Jason's Return, Part 1.
Okay, cool.
It's 2000.
Carly and Corey already know about this, and I'll tell you, Celia. I'm also, besides being online fanfic writer like Corey here, I also do theme nights. And tomorrow I do soap night, and it's really cool. Everybody enjoys it. I post cool videos. I do trivia, and... if you want to help, also inquire anybody, what we do is just show the theme nights, welcome to soap night, and you're all welcome to jump in and put any videos you want on my wall, and together we could be like a big team on it, and just get these people more excited to get on our soaps. I think that's the good thing here. As long as we keep getting them so excited and passionate, then we're always going to continue with the soaps. I mean, it's just an idea. What do you guys think?
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I was thinking maybe, because I know I don't know if our time difference are different, but maybe around 6 or something, a little early, so we don't do it too late for you guys. But, I mean, I'll just put it on my wall. I'll say, welcome to Soap Night, and I'll introduce you guys with hosts, whatever. And then together we'll just post the videos and watch everybody be like,
well,
oh, my God,
I'll
look who's on there.
As soon as I get off and get back on my computer, I'll send that link to you. It's a really good link. I mean, it's a really good It's a really good scene because it's right after the whole, her sleeping with Sonny, the hate sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are welcome. Like I said, just post any videos that you want from the Soap Generals. Anything, including Us Landing, Dallas, whatever you want to put. Because the fans are always asking for different clips.
And Corey,
can you also
add me on Facebook? I'm friends with Anthony, so... And so it's just a, yeah, we are both.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm friends with Willie, too. Willie and April.
I mean, really. You know?
Yeah. So,
and if we are talking about mini-me's on the soaps, I'm sorry. I will say I think Spencer and Sunny, their scenes are, like, becoming my favorite. They are so
Dog
damn
wants
cute.
Mini Carly. And I'm
that is adorable. I'm really enjoying
it.
I'm enjoying that. The scenes between Sunny and Spencer, that's really adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Plus me, I've always been a big Courtney fan. I wish they could bring her
too.
Back. She is so cool.
I know.
Well,
I
don't
me
you
Courtney.
Think that Spencer kind of stole the show on the Nurse's Ball this year?
Yes.
Yeah,
he was the best
so,
part
yeah.
of the whole
so
Nurse's Ball.
That's
like, I
that's
like
awesome.
The kid. You know, I like Spencer. I love
Yeah, me
Cameron
too.
Because I'm Elizabeth fan. I love Spencer because he's a Nico fan, you know, kid, and
yeah.
I love Nico. I love Jocelyn
cool.
because she's Carly's child,
mm-hmm.
and she's such a mini-me, and she got me
you
when
know.
She called Franco Psycho. I was like, you are my best friend, and I love you, kid. I will never be mad.
So does that sound good for you all three? And we can include April if she's able to participate.
Yeah.
Do you all on my wall?
Yeah.
Do you guys sound like you're all in to host
yep.
one with me for soap night?
Yes.
Yep.
Corey?
I'm in.
I mean, I might be coming
yeah.
and going. I don't know
what
yeah,
I mean.
So,
yeah.
So you don't have to like stay like a long time being online or nothing. Just post some videos that you like from favorites of GH or even past whatever, and just post it, and it just shows the you know the participation of it. And that way everybody kind of sees what's going on. And together we'll do it like a group participation, and it really puts us out there for everybody. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Next week, what does everyone hope that's happening on our soaps? Because I cannot wait 2 days on Monday, to be honest. I'm loving this Kate and Sammy and Abby, and I mean, I'm loving it. It's becoming
me too.
Like, oh, you know, and I want to see what happens more with Teresa and John and all that too. I
uh-huh.
want to see if Rafe's alive. I want Rafe to be alive. If Rafe's really dead, I'm going to kill someone.
If you talk to April before we do, just tell her what's going on, and she can just jump right in too. And Anthony, if you're able to talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But,
I appreciate
okay.
it.
What does everyone want to happen on General Hospital for next week? Like, you know, I wouldn't mind if Ava kind of accidentally died, like falling down this sunny stairway, and this, whoops, she dead.
Okay, did you guys hear about the spoiler between Sunny and Julian? This is true. That's apparently they're supposed to be like playing like they're like friends or some sort of deal. Did you catch that?
What?
I don't
no,
know.
I haven't heard
Corey,
that.
Did you see that? I don't know.
No,
you know,
I didn't.
They're not being like friends or nothing, but they're kind of like trying to, I think, water it down a little bit. That they're going to be kind of like working together to kind of be like friends or something. There's some kind of spoiler going around about that. I don't know if you heard about that.
Well, maybe they're going to band together to get Fluke.
Ava.
You never know. I'm thinking that it could be a possibility. Now, there's a good spoiler
you know,
I'm happy to share
this,
with y'all. There's a big rumor.
Really on my nerves.
There's a big rumor that Sunny is going to find a piece of paper that's involving Lily. You remember Lily? The one that supposedly died?
Lily!
They're going to tease it. I don't know if she's alive or not, guys, but they're teasing. Sunny's going to see a piece of paper, and he sees Lily's picture, and he's going to start wondering, like, why am I getting this now? Why am I seeing this now? I think they're trying to hint for the fans. I think they're going to hint the possibility if she's alive.
We have another call.
Hi,
that's sweet, your mail.
Hi, I'm listening.
Oh, well, I put you on.
Okay.
I put you on the fucking show, so apologies.
You can talk. You can join us.
I don't know which one you're talking about, so I was just listening real quick.
We're kind of talking about everything, so just jump in and...
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, yesterday, I'll never want to delete it. I think it was, like, my favorite episode ever.
Yep. We cannot wait for... Well, I need to see it tonight, but Yes, I cannot wait to see it because it's so good. It is so good right now.
Yes, it is. I didn't get to watch it until later, but I just, like you guys, I get the news feed, of course, on Twitter and everything else. People just could not stop talking about everything that's going on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, today's going to be epic.
Yeah, it was so good. Well, I didn't see today's, but, yeah. Yesterday was so good. I don't ever think I want to delete that off my old DVR.
Well, from what everyone was saying today, Cole, that today is more epic than yesterday.
Really? Because yesterday was pretty good.
Yeah, but today people are saying, holy shit. You know, Abby looks like she's about poo-poo pants. And Zenimbo's like, not my little girl. So, yes.
I hope Sammy rips her apart.
Not my girl.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the question for you all that watch the Days. How do you feel about the Jennifer and the Daniel situation? Do you want them to stay together? Or do you want to give Daniel a chance
boring.
With
Eve?
I was just
going
to say that.
Of the magical round of Daniel and Jennifer, it's going nowhere.
It was just so vanilla anyway. Like, so vanilla. Like, come on.
Do you guys like Eve being with Daniel, or do you want her to be with somebody else?
Well, I'd rather be with somebody else. I don't know who, but...
In my opinion,
you do know that, they're, you know, Melanie's coming back, right, on Days.
Yeah,
that'll be
did you know about that, Melanie?
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Melanie's coming back, and apparently they're going to recast, from what I understood, they're supposed to recast Chad with a different guy.
Why in the hell are they recasting him?
I'm hearing a rumor they might, because with the storyline's going and feeding, they could possibly bring back Frankie.
Okay,
so
I would be okay with
that.
I would be okay with that because Jennifer's so vanilla anyways. She's always better with a bad boy.
I agree. Yeah. They need to spice that up somehow because I'm just so sick of the vanilla crap. Like, come on. Have an argument or something. That's a real relationship.
Are you guys a Christian fan? Do you prefer the actress that plays Kristen? Do you prefer her to be on Days or Young and the Restless?
I like Young and the Restless.
We're on the table with Corey. Are you on her on Days or Young and the Restless?
I don't watch the other ones. I only watch Days. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
I know characters from the other ones because I watched them way years ago, but I used to
watch them. The reason I'm asking is because when she comes on as Kristen, she's only going to be on for a little while, but then she's going to be on longer back on with The Restless that I've understood.
Yeah,
and
that was contract with Young and the Restless. Was that where she went when she left Days?
I think I'm wondering how they're going to do this with her coming back because we all know how they try to usually push Ashley back with Victor. I think this time they're going to switch it, and she could go after Stitch. That's what I'm thinking.
I think she's gonna be back with Victor because I think with Dylan being Nikki's son that her and Paul are gonna rekindle their romance.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I really want that. I want Paul and Nikki to get together. If Cricket left, I wouldn't even care.
I'm okay.
Well,
Cricket's
another example of somebody who's so vanilla that she needs to be with a bad boy. She was only good when she was with Michael.
Celia, what do you think on this? I'm curious, and you, Carly, and anyone watches on Young and the Restless, what do you feel about Cricket's character? Me, it feels like it's just almost like a Robin situation, and They're just going back and forth, back and forth. If you don't want her to stay on your show, then keep her away and quit making, like, little storylines and go nowhere.
And Will, why did you just have to say, Ashley might go for this? Why don't do that to my heart?
With him. And
what did you say?
Okay. I'm going to go water. You stay with him. Don't lose his rock, okay? Keep him out back, please.
Why did you have to say that about Sis? I mean, Ashley and Sis. Why did you have to go there? Why? For the love of God, Will. Why?
You crushed your heart, Will.
I'm sorry. I was trying to hear. The connection was cutting off. Can you say it one more time? I couldn't understand.
You crossed my heart. Why did you have to mention Ashley with Sis, Dr. Bud? You know, I'm a Victorian Sis fan. My heart can't take that. Ashley cannot be around my doctor, period. Ashley needs to be...
I hear what you say. Okay, I get it now. No, I'm not saying she's going to be with him. I'm just saying, I'm just wondering where the writers are going with her character, because we usually know that Ashley usually hooks up with Victor. But the last time she left, remember she was trying to make her move on Stitch?
Yeah, because
she's... Do you think they're
going
to try to push for that again with the
secret
coming out about Ben?
No, I don't.
I really don't want to see that. If that happens, you and I and Corey Will are going to YNR and we are doing things, bad things to people.
I'm in. I think they're going to go the route. I really think they're going to go the route of Nikki and Paul and Ashley and Victor.
So, Corey, do you think Corey is trying to slowly weasel Cricket out of the storyline like they always do?
Well, Cricket will never go away. I mean, she's a belle.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? As far as her character is going on the storyline, if she doesn't have a baby with Paul like I figured they wouldn't do, do you think she's just going to, like, disappear again and run off and go cry? And then maybe they'll just put Paul with Nikki. Do you think they're going to try that?
I do.
I think so.
I hope so.
I firmly believe that Cricket, like I said before, is so vanilla that she needs to be with a bad boy for any storyline of hers to work. And there's really nobody to pair her with.
Exactly.
On this one, too, the only one that I could see, when he mentioned she was with Michael or something, I mean, it feels like there's just no electricity coming out of Cricket. The only time we saw her really going electric was when she just recently got mad at Nikki over this Paul situation with his son. I mean, damn, that's
you know
kind
what?
Of sad. They can't even bring up anything for Cricket.
Right.
And you know what? I would have told Cricket to just fuck you, get out of my way, you know. See,
you know,
not
I
would have
done that, too. Because if I was Nikki and some woman told me that I can't talk to Paul, hello, he's supposed to be your baby daddy, I'm like, oh, no, open that door, and I'm coming in, and it's going to happen. We're going to talk about it.
Exactly.
I wouldn't let no Cricket get in the way. Mm-mm.
And you know what?
I'm so sick of
people blaming Nikki on the fact that she never thought it was Paul's baby. She would wait, for God's sakes. You know, leave it alone.
If I was Nikki, I would have crushed Cricket like the bug she is.
Yes, I would too. And I would kill the head with a 2x4 or something, because she's got to go.
Here's
my question for you that watched The Young Restless. Okay, here we go. What do you think is Mariah's new secret? Because she's got a big one.
She's Cassie.
She's a twin. Duh.
Do you think she thought that she's Cassie, or do you think she doesn't know who she is? Because the way she's playing it, it could go either way. She could be manipulating them all and making them know that she's Cassie, but she wants them to think otherwise. Or she could be Cassie, but she doesn't know that she is. Maybe she was brainwashed or something.
I believe.
Because Ian's involved.
I believe that she's Cassie, and she knows she's Cassie. The only reason why she knows she's Cassie is because Ian told her she's Cassie. I think after her accident, Ian found her with memory loss and turned her into Mariah, and now that he wants something out of Nikki, she now knows that she's Cassie.
Boy, that's a good theory, because if I'm right, again, like a soap watcher, they never really showed anything for Cassie's memorial, right? Did they show her, like, her body being actually buried, or did they just do it off-screen?
It was off-screen.
Thank you. That's what
it was off-screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
And then, do you know that they're going to have Avery, her ex-husband, is coming on the scene? How do y'all feel about that one?
The actor,
you know,
is dreaming.
I am so done with, why can't I let Dylan and Avery be happy for a second? Come on. Why? I mean, this is so idiotic. I mean, come on. I mean.
Hey, but get this, Carly. Think about it this way. Maybe if this continues, maybe Steve Byrne will get so tired with that storyline, maybe he'll come back to Gage.
No, that won't happen.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
He's not coming back.
No, he's not, because he's a huge fan of She Who Shall Not Be Mentioned.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I have
to
ask that. You know, I was
going to
find out the answer to that one.
You definitely just took the words out of my mouth. As long as
he followed her.
The she-devil is over there.
Carly, you were perfect when you said the same thing, that why is it, and that's a good question, why is it that Dylan and Avery can't ever be happy? Well, let's look at the writing, and then I can answer that question right there. Because look at what's wrong with
you
the
know
other
what?
Couples.
Okay.
Couple
I have to be nice. I have to be nice, because if I ever want my and all people on here, we have to be nice, even though I don't want to. Like, I could really go off, and, you know, I was at a fan club weekend last year, and then I went to the set of Y&R, and Steve Sinabi name came up here.
We're
going to
call her She-Devil. Her new name's She-Devil. I like She-Devil. We will call her
okay,
She-Devil.
See?
Yeah.
She came up to me
She-Devil.
And said, hi, how are you? And all I wanted to do, you guys, why this tell everything I had? No, like everything I had, I wanted to go off on her about Zeno Hospital, the mess it caused me, and why and all, like everything she'd ever done wrong, and then I was gonna accuse her of sleeping with a very big rig back on Zeno Hospital. Yeah, I have this whole fantasy in my head. And then I went too sick and sit to do it because I didn't want to get kicked off the set. So, you guys should
Celia,
be proud of me.
Celia, I am. I'm proud of you. That's good. I would definitely be like you. I'd hold the willpower. So, then you've all
theory.
Been hearing the circulation going on about Mr. Adam Newman and who he may be or may not be. Did you catch that going on in the media again?
Yeah, babe.
Celia,
you know what?
Did you catch it? What do you feel, I mean, even if you don't mention names in here, which is fine, how do you feel about who you think it may be? Are you ready for the new Adam?
Well,
as long as they... Okay.
Corey, you know what I'm talking about, right? Corey?
Yes.
Corey and Carly,
do.
You know who I'm talking about? Are
yes.
you guys ready for that Adam to come in and take over?
If it's who you and I talked about earlier, yes. Is it who
okay.
we were talking about?
Yes. Corey, how do you feel?
Okay.
Are you ready for the new Adam?
If it's who I believe
we
it
all
is.
Yeah, we can play Hangman and you can guess.
I said if it's who I believe it is,
yes.
I will really enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Celia? And Celia and the other lady that's there, I forgot. I didn't catch her name, I'm sorry.
Y&R, so, but before, so you answer, because I want to get back to these for a second. I have a question for everyone that just came in my mind.
Okay.
And 503, are you still there?
Yes, sorry, I was watering my flowers when Molson talking.
Okay, what I've been hearing rumors that EJ might die, okay? Don't know if this is true.
I have EJ no idea.
On Days of Our Life. Okay,
huh?
But if you had your way of how if Sue Ann was easy and Sammy when they ride off to the sunset, how do you think it should be written now? As the storyline is going right now, how will everyone...
I don't know. Maybe Rafe could be naughty for a minute and get rid of him.
I think EJ, and I heard about that too, that he does die. They tease that on Twitter. I think they might try to do the whole route where he fixes death one more time.
I don't know. I'm not saying they are.
But you never know. They could. This wouldn't be the first time they've tried to do another fake routine of let's play fake of my death character just so they can opt out for an easy, cheesy exit.
I think we all have to remember that he is Stefano's son, and look how many times Stefano has died and come back.
Yeah. Or Marlena needs an exorcism. They've come up with crazy shit on that show.
Demira never dies.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, Corey. Don't you think that they might try that route again? They try to fake the death? I mean, look what they've done to Bo. Apparently Bo's been disappeared for whatever, trying to chase after... This makes no sense, right, guys? Bo supposedly left Salem to track Stefano's activities, but yet Stefano's coming back, and where's Bo, right? Am I right?
Willie, I have a theory on that.
Whatever, okay.
Go ahead, Corey, I'd love to hear your theory.
My theory is they're waiting... because they really want Peter Rocco back as Bo. And because they want Peter Rocco back, and they've been talking to him about coming back, they just can't reach an agreement, is eventually when they bring him back, it'll be the storyline is where he was in Europe tracking Stefano, and Stefano caught on, and Stefano has him locked up somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. So on that note, my question for all of you is this. How do you feel about the whole connection between Hope and Aiden? Are you liking that or not?
I love Hope and Aiden. I do. I like them.
Do you?
Yes.
So would you prefer to keep Hope with Aiden, or do you want Bo to return miraculously like she does?
Hope with Aiden. I'm so over Bo and Hope.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. I feel the same way.
She needs to get hot stuff and say, screw you, Bo. I'm over it.
I'm so over Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this Hope and Aiden because if you look at it in the scenes, it's amazing that the actress that does Hope, she's showing so many different layers to Hope's character without Bo, and I'm loving it. I've been wanting that for years.
Yeah, and exactly. I predicted that right when he first came on the show, and they hated each other so much. I'm like, oh, she's going to end up humping him because her man's, like, long gone.
Right.
He hasn't been there forever. I'm like,
April, how do you feel?
April's gone, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought I was trying to hear everybody's conversation. I didn't know she left already.
He left a while ago, remember?
Oh, I'm trying to get everybody's names together. Okay, so April's the one that left earlier. Okay.
April's the one that abandoned us.
There you go.
Well, the way I see it, next week on the show, remember Tuesday night, we have ex-Kimberly. From Days of Our Life, and then on Wednesday night we have Epiphany, and I don't know if we are going to do a Friday show or not, depending, what the week holds. But if we do a Friday show, whenever I disfigure this fun game, okay, and it's all thanks to Will. I can blame Will for my dirty mind. Okay.
Oh,
me?
Uh-oh, here we go. Yes. What did you do? I don't know.
My ass. I got too many pretty.
What What body part of the actors would make the perfect body for a guy? And what is your favorite body part on, you know, on the soaps with all the guys? All the girls, whatever, but...
Oh, my God, that's going to be a steamy topic.
I know. And it's all your fault, Will, because you, you know, we have that other one, and I was just thinking, you know, that could be kind of doo-doo, and...
And Koi, are you in for that game, Koi?
See, you know it.
Okay,
yeah,
well, there you go.
What about you, sister? Are you in for that duty game? Because I could make a duty. I could really make a duty. I could make it like, what guy or girl on the subs would you want to have a one-night stand with? See?
I love that.
Even... Yes.
Do we only get to pick one?
No, right? Because I
want to
pick at least. I
got to
pick at least three.
Yeah, okay,
sweet. Could it be one from every show?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
One from every show
yeah.
that you watch.
Okay, good.
No, two. Two from every show.
Oh, I like that, Charlie.
Two.
Let's
I love
make
that.
It three.
Two from each show. Okay, great.
And
that's Friday, right? We do that Friday?
Yes, because we can't do any sexual conversation when we have guests. Now, that would be very unprofessional of us.
Oh,
you
no,
know?
We wouldn't do that. No, we got to have our fun,
now,
too.
Exactly. And, and then another topic, and I want you guys to seriously think, from all the soaps, if you had to pick two characters that you want to die right now, and two characters you will replace them with, yes, next time, because, you know, there's so many we want to see dead right now, you know?
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
So many.
I mean, and we don't know how long Michelle Stafford is going to be on General Hospital, do we?
No, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, see, that's what
I
think.
But you never know. You never know.
You know what, but I keep thinking about Molly and Rafe. In real life, they are so cute. They could have had a kid together in real life.
You know,
I definitely
agree. I love Molly and Rafe together. They are the cutest little couple, especially when they're always with Sam and Jason's son, always together
Danny.
At the park and stuff. That's so adorable.
Danny.
I don't know what it is, but with TJ... It's like she's not comfortable in her own skin, and she's always giving into
exactly.
what TJ wants. I can't stand that.
Back to days really quick. The caller that we got. So, do you think Sammy should have got an Emmy for what she did yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Especially since she's leaving. She did
yes.
great.
I vote Allison Sweeney as Emmy winner today.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
For days.
Honestly, I don't know how I can watch it when she leaves. Like, she's one of the main reasons they watch.
I know. That's what I'm not looking forward to. When she leaves, it's like, oh, man, it's going to get just a tad boring because they're going to have to really put these other stories now.
Yeah, because she's always just been such a rock star, even since she was little. It's like always drama.
I'm not looking forward to that, I admit it, because I'm so tired of the Jordan story. It's like,
I know, they're so boring, too. Because, like, you were talking about who you'd want to have a one-night stand with. Well, back when he was with Sammy, I loved Rafe. Thought he's so freaking cute. But now, he just drives me nuts, too. You turn into a pussy overnight, and I just can't deal with it. Like, I need a little edge there.
And we were just talking about that. We were talking about how we feel that, you know, the Rafe character has lost his edge. It's like he's just, like, watered down to, like, almost nothing.
Yeah, to where you're just not hot to me anymore.
No, I don't. I get more excitement watching Sunny. Of course, I'm a big Sunny fan, but more between Sunny, Eric, Brady, and Ben. Those are mine right there.
Oh, yeah,
Aiden,
Brady's
he's funny.
Not hot.
Aiden's got that funny little humor. He's just, you know, he's like comic relief in my eye. But he's good. I liked him. I always enjoyed him on As War Turns. He used to play Chris Hughes.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Bill
yeah.
Brady?
No, Aiden. Remember Aiden, the one that's wanting to
oh,
be with
oh, oh, you know what?
Did you ever see that show, As War Turns? He's really good
no.
on that.
I remember him on freaking 90210, and he was a dork.
He was
yeah.
also on
I hated Matt on 90210. I hated how he
no.
treated Kelly. Even though,
yes.
even though Kelly was with Dylan... I really
yeah.
could care less when Kelly was with Matt. I never really could feel that.
No,
me
I really hated his character, right? So that's the last time, like, I really have seen him until he showed up on Days, and I was like, oh, my gosh, no way.
He was on All My Children.
Yeah, he was.
He was on All My Children. He played Scott Chandler.
I was going to say he played Scott.
Corey, you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Corey
Bowen. Well, I figured, and if it's okay with everybody, I did a shout out the last time when I was, after we did our interview with Ryan, I figured it'd be cool if we have Corey, if you have anyone you want to do a shout out to while we're on the air, who would you like to do that to, or any groups that you'd like to shout out to?
What
you got the floor.
You stole your mom's bracelet.
No. I did not.
Well, I just want to invite everybody to check out.
Yeah.
Now and Forever, my All My Children, and my One Life to Live Facebook soaps.
Yeah.
And also, if you all haven't had a chance,
okay.
check out some of Willie's soaps, because they're really good.
Oh, thanks, Corey. Me and Corey are trying to collaborate on certain stories and characters that you all love. So we'll try to tag you to those stories. It's getting really good. Right now, I do write a lot of main ones, but the ones I write for are with the Night Shift and Port Charles, and we're getting ready to do the big wedding between Brad and Lucas and Felix. So if you like to read fan fiction, you're definitely going to enjoy that. Yeah.
Okay, wait. How can you do it between Brad and Felix? Lucas and Felix. Damn it.
No, I said Lucas and Felix are the ones that are supposed to get married in the fan fiction. Because Brad got shot, so definitely you're going to want to read what's going to come next in the next episodes that are ahead. Yeah. Don't worry,
I
got your characters, Carly. I know which ones you love.
That's good. I forgot to say, I said at the beginning of the show, but I went with my parents a happy 44th anniversary today, and, you know, I don't know how they've ever been married 44 years. I mean, they still act like they are in high school, so, you know. Kind of cute, kind of not cute, in my opinion. But, yeah, what is on tap for next week with the soaps? Carl, anyone, what do you want to see next week on the soaps? Anyone?
Frank, oh, what do we want to see? What do we want to see next week for the soaps?
Yep.
Franco dead and Maxie and Nathan having sex. The end.
Franco dead. Levi deported. Levi deported.
Franco dead.
Levi deported. Levi deported.
Yes.
Nathan and Lucas kissing.
No, Nathan belongs with Maxie.
I can dream.
That will be okay.
I want to see Franco dead, disappeared, or whatever he has to do. And then I also want to see Noah Drake return and get back with Bobby and spice things up again. They're cool. Because I like Lucy with Kevin.
Yeah.
No, not Kevin. I like Lucy with Scott because they're so funny together.
I mean,
nothing against Kevin, but I really am Lucy
with Scott. They were just so cute together. Every time I see the pictures, I'm like, that's the cute couple that I would vote for. A soap couple of the year on General Hospital. They are so cute together. I love them. They're adorable.
Another announcement. Lynn Herring will be on her so probably in the fall. She's going to come back and do an interview with us. So watch out for that.
I can't wait. I met her a few years ago at a soap convention, so that'll be a real treat.
You know what would be so cool, you guys, and I know it's so expensive, but I think it would be so much fun if all of us, you know, went to fan club weekend one year and just all hung out and
that
got
ain't gonna
drunk.
That ain't happen for me. Unless you guys pay for it, it ain't happening. That's how broke my ass.
Yeah,
but
I think it's expensive. But that is a sweet idea, though. Thank you for thinking of us. Yeah.
No, I mean, I went last year, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. You know, but did you know how much that weekend cost? It was, about $2,000 for the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. I'm sure
so,
it is.
So, you know, all we have to do is rob a bank.
Let's do it.
Well, if we can't go, then all I ask is when you go, Carly, just get us a few little autograph pictures of our favorite actors. We'll pick at least maybe two or three. And that's good for me. I can cherish those for memories.
Well, I would love you if you went with me, Will, because number one, I need someone that I can get arrested with. And you, Corey, and Anthony are about the, like, three guys I could see myself as, you know, in jail with. And I would not mind being in jail with you guys. I think it would be fun.
Aw. Uh-oh. You hear that, Corey?
So what is that? What is everyone doing this weekend? Does anyone have any plans, or is anyone doing anything fun?
Well, it's already the weekend. I can't believe we're already, Friday, Saturday now?
Yeah.
The week goes by too fast. It really does. I'll probably just enjoy some time at the pool and, you know, have some fun there.
Are you going to a real pool? I would love just to jump into a pool. This way it's like 87.
I am. I'm actually looking forward to going to an actual pool and play a little bit. You know, I'm not a swimmer, but I do enjoy the water. Just put my feet in the water and go in the water and enjoy it a little bit. I'm going to just take in the, you know, the summer. Watch, can. Because, you know, summer is actually the shortest season of the year. I don't know if people know that, but
that.
It's actually true.
Don't say that.
Willie. Isn't it true, Cole, that summer's the shortest season of the year, but people don't realize it?
It's true, especially if you're like me and you live in Wisconsin, and our summer's like 3 weeks long.
I was just gonna say that.
It's not very long.
Because think about it, the kids will be going back to school before you know it. I mean, the fall season is just around the corner, really.
Wow.
People, my son goes to school August 4th. I have to go register on July 31st. Yeah.
Oh, well,
why
that's
did
about
you
right.
go back so early?
Uh-huh.
Because, see, they get credit, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but they get credit when the kids go back to school earlier than what's sometimes expected, because that's how that works. So that way, when people let's out, they get out earlier.
So I just have something random to share with you all.
Yes,
where
I
live in
you, Corey. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, currently, anytime.
Anytime. See, I am being really funny right now. Okay, go on.
Where I live in Wisconsin.
Yeah?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Where I live in Wisconsin, I literally live 25 minutes from the real Genoa City.
Oh, wow. Okay. Corey, I want a picture of the actual
landmark for Genoa City. I would love that, especially
yeah,
as a, just for memory. I'm a big thing on
like
on
it is
memories.
On TV. I'm just going
to
say that.
No, but just the actual Genoa City, that would be cool. I love to keep things like keepsake. Mm-hmm.
I will get a picture by the Genoa City, Welcome to Genoa City sign.
Thank
just
you.
Just for you, Willie.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that. That is awesome. Because I thought they just made that up there. I always...
Well, I want to thank you, everybody, for especially adding Corey to the team. That's so exciting
because
me and him aren't just friends like we are with Ollie, but it's also great because we're writers and, you know, that's a big, right now, it's like a big honor for me and Corey. So I'm just so thankful that you guys added it him to the team. So thank you so much.
And Corey and Willie, if you guys need, like, proofreading for any chapters or anything, just send them to me if you want. And I'll
thanks.
For
we appreciate
you.
That. We appreciate that. Thank you. And you guys, I do have a blog. It's partywillsblog.tumblr.com. Check it out. The stories are there. There's videos, classic stuff. Tomorrow when we host night, anyone that's like said, you're all welcome to participate. Just look on that site and you'll see the videos that we post. And that way you can tell people on your pages and together we'll just keep circulating our soaps.
Oh, good. And you guys, from now on, let's try and retweet and Facebook the show as much as we can so we can get more and more listeners and more people calling in and we can harass them. No, I'm kidding. We won't harass you people. I'm kidding. Yeah, we just need more calls, I think, you know.
That'd be cool. I would like that. All right, on a side topic, here's a topic for everybody. What is the newest show that came out for the summer that you just can't stop watching? Let's start with Carly and then go around in a circle. Carly?
I would say Rookie Blue.
Rookie Blue? Okay, yes.
I love Rookie Blue.
It.
Yeah.
And Corey already knows why, so I'm not going to go into detail with that one. Okay, Corey, Hootie, which show are you enjoying for the summer?
I think so many, Willie.
Oh, come on, Corey, pick at least one.
I have mine, if you want to hear mine.
Yeah,
mine is Graceland.
Oh, that's a good
one.
I like
really
that.
Really good, yeah.
Okay.
And Big Brother. Big Brother's my obsession for the summer. Like,
yeah, me too, yeah.
So,
oh, okay, I missed
sorry
that. Well, I don't
for
have...
people that follow me on Twitter and get all these Big Brother updates and shit, you know, sorry.
Okay, well, you guys, welcome to add me on Twitter. I'm at Party Will, and I think Corey, I don't know if Corey, you still have Twitter? Do you have, or don't you have Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter.
Okay, well, if you ever get one, remember, you can add me at Party Will. But I'm like you, about the one, but we'll pick, I guess I'll do two. The main ones that I've enjoyed for this summer would be Penny Dreadful. It's awesome. Joshua Hartnett. And then the second one is Hemlock Grove on Netflix. It's already in the second season. You got to watch it, guys. It's good. It's going to get you addicted.
Okay, I have mine.
Go ahead, Corey. I'm ready.
Mine is, and I'm addicted to it, and I've watched the second season, like, twice all the way through already, is Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
I love that. Orange, I love that. That was good, too. Mm-hmm.
I hear that is really good.
It is really good.
Well, I'm fixing to sign off. My baby wants me to read him a book, so let me read him a book and get him to bed at 1 o'clock. That's how I'm going to get him to bed at 3 o'clock
crying.
This morning. So.
It was nice
talking
with everybody.
It
was good. And stay in touch. I'm just, you know, you got me on Facebook and you know me on Twitter, so you know, welcome to that.
Man. And Corey, can you Facebook me tonight? The real will tell you where I am and just Facebook me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
fixing
to
leave too. I'm fixing to leave too, but I just want to send, you know, thank you everybody. Shout out to my Facebookers, Twitters, and, you know, my subscribers that love to read Corey and mine's fanfic. We appreciate you guys. Love you. And we'll be seeing you again soon, right here on Daytime After Dark. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Night.
Night.
Night,
guys. Night.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.